The World Congress of Catholic Television is taking place in Madrid this week, hoping to promote top-quality programming, better sharing of resources, and high levels of professionalism in today's technologically driven world. The Pontifical Council for Social Communications is sponsoring the three-day meeting to help in particular new efforts being made by Catholic TV stations and production companies. Among the new initiatives being launched is a program bank that will be offered free of charge to other companies and channels. Pope Benedict sent a message of encouragement to participants through Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, saying no matter how small these religious broadcasting companies may be, they are clearly making great efforts to communicate the gospel values through the most modern audio-visual techniques available. My colleague Catherine Smybert is there attending the Madrid conference and sent us this report.
Representatives from the over 2,000 global Catholic television networks said they were enthused by the wishes of Pope Benedict XVI that their Congress might encourage encounter, dialogue and cooperation. The message was composed by Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone and was conveyed to the Congress participants by conference organiser and President of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, Archbishop John Foley. Cardinal Bertone added his own reflections, saying that no matter how large or small these organisations may be, it's evident that they're making great efforts to accomplish their mission to communicate the gospel and its values actively and efficiently, utilising the audio-visual techniques of our time. Television, said the Cardinal, reaches countless persons, cultures and nations who are brought close to one another by the audiovisual medium. Here in Madrid, his words are confirmed by the cross-section of experiences among the participants. One Indian priest shared his story of breaking into Bollywood. Another group of Brazilians have formed a new ecclesial community around the charism of making television, while there's a new Spanish religious order dedicated to Catholic broadcasting. Others still are content to just be Catholics working within a secular broadcasting context. One thing's for certain, this material is challenging, and the common aim among the participants here in Madrid is to make Christian broadcasting the new infotainment revolution. It's a medium that has the potential to have a fundamental impact on society, a social role, but there's a warning not to let mission get in the way of professionalism. In fact, one of the main scopes of this week's Congress is to renew the identity of Catholic audiovisual broadcasting. Now, when it comes to the Church presenting itself via TV, it's all about quality, the best technology to present the best content. From Madrid, I'm Catherine Smybert.
Well, those new technologies include everything from broadband broadcasting over the internet to programs being downloaded on the latest model of mobile phones, developments that were almost unthinkable just a decade ago. Archbishop John Foley, head of the Vatican's Council for Social Communications and chief organiser of this conference, told me he hopes the meeting will really encourage Catholic broadcasters to work closer together and make the most of the sometimes scarce resources available.
The main aims, of course, are to introduce people to one another in the field of Catholic television, to promote greater cooperation and coordination, to stimulate further work in the field, to be introduced to the new technologies which can help us do our work of evangelization and of telecasting to the entire world, and to create a spirit of apostolic life, you might say, in our work of communicating the gospel and the good news that the Church is doing in the name of Jesus Christ.
Now, you're meeting there with Catholic journalists, production companies, cameramen from all over the world. What really gives you most hope about what you're seeing there?
That there is such a variety of people involved in Catholic television work, in Catholic communications, and that they're all enthusiastic for their work and are seeking to learn more and to share more. And I think that's a very encouraging sign.
As you say, there is an awful lot already going on in the world of Catholic television. But the critical question is how to make this more available to a broader audience, how to break into mainstream broadcasting, if you like. And I imagine this has been a subject for discussion as well.
Yes, there was an excellent professor this morning from Milan, Professor Cassetti from the Catholic University there, who mentioned the different ways of reaching audiences and the fact that, in a sense, the main channels are going to diminish in importance, especially the state-run channels, and you'll have a multiplicity of offerings, as you already have, to a certain extent. So there has to be a Catholic presence in mainstream television and what we could call the niche broadcasters, and also, of course, through internet and other means of reaching people. So the variety of means of reaching people now is enormous, and we have to choose the right means in order to be able to get the right message to the right people at the right time.
Of course, a lot of this is about formation, isn't it, of young Catholics, of young people who are interested in this career. And it's true to say that perhaps not enough has been done in this field up till now.
Well, you do have Catholic universities around the world which have communications faculties, including several in Rome. And I think that it's important to realize that there are people coming out of these institutions with the knowledge and the enthusiasm to do the work. Of course, they need experience and they need money, but in many areas of the world, they are doing effective work. And our idea is how can we get people to share the productions they have done so that it will enrich all of the Catholic television efforts throughout the world, and that so we can reflect the Catholicity, the universality of the Church, at the same time as we reflect the fact that the Church is one and holy.
This question of the universality of the Catholic Church is an interesting area for discussion in the media, because I suppose it's often seen in this field that perhaps the West leads the way in broadcasting and television, but your experience is obviously very different there.
Well, I wouldn't say that the experience is different in that sense, because the West has been developing the technology. You might say that in some areas of the world, because of the lack of the communications infrastructure, they have skipped a number of steps that we had to go through. So when you get to something like broadband, or when you get to telephone usage, the portable telephones, which are becoming increasingly important in the field not only of interpersonal communication, but in the field of transmitting data and also even programming, you can see how even countries which have been called underdeveloped can suddenly emerge as important players in the field of international communications. And it's important that in the work of evangelization, the Catholic Church be present in all media.
You've been encouraging this Catholic presence in the media for many, many years now, but it's also true to say that the Church has been quite scared, quite fearful in the past of this enormous power that the media has. Do you think that has really been overcome now?
Well, I don't know that the Church has been scared by the power of the media. In some cases, the Church has been intimidated by the cost of certain forms of media, and some which have not been used well have created economic crises for the Church. But I think that when used well, these media have proven to be most effective. And the Church has always been a pioneer, I think, in the media. Look at Vatican Radio itself, which was established by Marconi. So you can't get more basic than that, to be established by the founder of radio. And in television, the Catholic Church had the a television possibility before Italy did, because the French had given the material to the Vatican. Unfortunately, it wasn't able to use it because there was nobody to receive the programming. But now, of course, with the Vatican Television Center and with Vatican Radio, all under the direction of Father Lombardi, who is also the papal spokesman, I think from the Vatican you will have a greater coordinated effort. And throughout the world, you have many, many very professional production companies and professional presences in the television media.
What is your message then to the outside world, if you like, to people who would be potential customers for all this production that is being done within the Catholic world?
To be, of course, intelligent consumers of the media, to encourage Catholic media productions, to watch them with an open mind. Don't run from Catholic media fearing that it will be all pietistic, if you were. It's important to have the transmission of devotional programming, but it's also important to have programming that will be truly inspirational on a human level, because we are integral human beings created by God in this way. So I think it's important to appeal to the entire human being and to the heart of persons.
And my thanks there to Archbishop John Foley, head of the Vatican's Council for Social Communications and chief organizer of the World Congress of Catholic Television taking place in Madrid.